the concept of the spacesuit can also be applied to buildings where you would like to have a very humid building, let's say 80% humidity, 80 degrees like you're in Hawaii or the tropical environment. But if you do that in the cold weather environment, the steam and moisture goes through the wall and freezes in the wall, similar to the clothing, and destroys your house. So in cold environments, people end up being very dry and miserable and having very dry sinuses, if only to protect their building. The Romans in Britain had a different type of building where it was tile in the inside, and then there was a whole chimney around that building and another building around that. So they would heat the entire walls of tile, and then there was no place for water to condense because it was all tile anyway, so it was like being in a big steam bath in the middle of the winter. And it was really a brilliant way to live, and probably the way winter houses should be built, although hopefully in a more efficient way, because in the times of the Romans, they were chopping down forests at a furious rate to heat these big rock buildings. But we could do a better job, and we're looking at it in maybe a small trailer that we're working on, which utilizes polyurethane insulation and hopefully would have very little on the inside that could be damaged by moisture, so that if there was some condensation, it would just drain away. Basically, it's a lot like a walk-in refrigerator in a restaurant or something, except for it's reverse. It's hot on the inside and impervious insulation on the outside. So to demonstrate completely different technologies for living in can be quite difficult with a new structure because of building codes and costs and lack of acceptance. But in the small trailer and the tiny house community, it does become more possible to experiment with technologies that would make it much nicer to be in cold weather.